Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Miss P, and I know I've been off the radar for like a week, and I apologize about that. I love you, babies. I love you all. I just, you know, got a new puppy, and I think you guys all know this. So I've been blasting it on Facebook, blasting her pictures like a new mom. It's totally crazy how this puppy has been so much work, so many distractions, really. And, you know, a lot of people was like, I can't believe you got a puppy. And I'm like, me either at this point, because you see something and you want it, and then when you have it, you're like, really? Yeah, it's like one of those things. But I love her to death. I named her Hunter. She's a teacup Yorkie, and she's 1 pound and 13 ounces right now. I just took her to the vet for her first visit, and all is well, so a proud mom here. So basically right now where I work and everything like that, she's like a superstar. She's a superstar, and I'm loving it. Everyone loves her, so, you know, I'm just hoping it'll all go well and I don't pull a little bit of hair that I have left on my head completely out of my head. But anyway, on a bit greater note, let's say that, you know, tonight I'm interviewing the archivist and I am totally excited. Today is his birthday, so happy birthday to him. He's a totally awesome individual. He's doing his thing in Canada. He's taking the world by storm by all his great interviews, all his YouTube videos, all the great things and the tremendous things that he's doing out here in the community. I mean, I'm not going to give it all to you guys, you know, so we're going to wait till he comes on and we're going to dig into his head and we're going to get to know him a little bit and see what makes him tick, which I'm totally excited about. And did I mention it's his birthday? So you know how silly I am, guys, for those who tuned into the show a million times. So I'm definitely going to be like shouting out his birthday every given chance that I have, because you know what, it's real big and it's real humbling to me for someone to take their time out on their actual birthday to tune in to the Intune Show with Miss P and share a little bit of their time with me when they don't even have to. So I'm feeling real honored right now. So, you know, you have to show love where love is shown. So without further ado, and before we have the archivist on the show, I'm definitely going to play a few songs. And, you know, he and I chit-chatted a little bit before the show, and he's totally an awesome individual, and I'm excited to get to know a little bit more about him. For those that, you know, want to ask questions and leave comments and things of that nature, the chat room is currently open. It's an interactive chat room. You can totally log in and leave your comments and your questions and stuff like that for those people that are shy. But for those that are outgoing, like Miss P and the archivist, definitely give us a call in and voice your opinion at 818-495-6975 live. So until then, like I said, babies, I'm going to just start playing a few tracks and stuff. And this song I'm going to play tonight is called Kindness for Weakness, and it's by Wise Wonder, and his production is Wonderland Productions. I'm definitely feeling this one tonight because of all the craziness that's been going on. I was on my way home from work last night, and I totally realized that it's a full moon. And some of my mutual acquaintances that are totally entwined with the earth and the stars and the sun, they totally was like, yeah, it's kind of going to be a little crazy and everybody's going to be a little bit off-tilted because there's a full moon tonight. And I'm totally understanding why, because everyone is losing their mind. But on another note, here's Kindness for Weakness by Wise Wonder.
rock here. You just appreciate the uniqueness instead of being the reason that I get on some street shit. This is not something you wanna mistake for a weakness. This should be well known, cause I never kept it a secret. Rock here, you just appreciate the uniqueness. Just appreciate it. The reason that I don't hate it. It's crazy how I can feel the envious energy coming from the ones that are supposed to be friends to me. In life, you learn some people ain't who they pretend to be. That's why you gotta practice identifying your frenemies. I'm sure they're facing the form of a buddy, but my intuition lets me know that they don't really love me. And if they could do it and get away with it, they'll slug me and leave me there for dead just so they can get ahead. But I'm protected by angels in the universe. I guess that's why I'm not one of them people that the truth can hurt. I reverse it and make it work for what it's worth, which is the understanding of what exists upon this earth that we're living on. Where humans don't want to get along, but hopefully this song will steer their minds where it belongs. And that's in the state of belief, that just because you see a man is kind, that doesn't mean that he's weak. It's not something you want to mistake for a weakness. It should be well known, cause I never kept it a secret. Why can't you just appreciate the uniqueness instead of being the reason that I get on some street shit? This is not something you want to mistake for a weakness. It should be well known, cause I never kept it a secret. Why can't you just appreciate the uniqueness instead of being the reason that I get on some street shit? I spent a lot of years of my life being sincerely polite to everybody, including the peers I didn't like. Some people consider that being fake, but in order to avoid coming out of your character, that's what it takes. So I kill them with the most kindness that I can demonstrate, for heaven's sake. And nevertheless, cause I'm a destined great, that makes it my place to be the bigger person. Create a diversion that keeps me clear from the serpents that are often slithering under your nose, betraying as a friend but are really one of your foes. That's why you can never be too careful with the people you let into your circle, cause a lot of them come with evil intentions that'll remain unmentioned. But I read between the lines thanks to my comprehension that I gain from paying attention to how foul some people can move. And that's why my kindness is not something you want to mistake for a weakness. It should be well known, cause I never kept it a secret. Why can't you just appreciate the uniqueness instead of being the reason that I get on some street shit? Kindness is not something you want to mistake for a weakness. It should be well known, cause I never kept it a secret. Why can't you just appreciate the uniqueness instead of being the reason that I get on some street shit?
So that was Wise Wonder, Kindness for Weakness. Love it, love it, love it. So again, you know, it's the archivist's birthday. And for those who want to call in and ask him a question, get to know him a little better, or even just to give him a birthday shout-out, dial in at 818-495-6975, and that's live with Miss P and the archivist. So what do you babies want to hear tonight? You know, give me a call and let me know if there's any song requests that, you know, you want to hear from any artists that I had on the show. If there's anything you want to ask the archivist, if you want to give them a birthday shout out, please give us a call or use the chat room to let us know that you're trying to reach out to us. Okay, so in the meantime, while we're waiting for him to give us a call in, let's play another track. And this one is called Signs by Mellow Kane.
Hey, welcome to the Mellow Kane Show. We're gonna play which Zodiac is the best, right here.
Featuring my man Nick Jack. And it sounds so sweet, like candy in my ear. So can we anniversary next year? But wait, hey, let me start with your name. I tend to get ahead of myself, cause I'm a Virgo. Insert more energy in the stroke than most of these brothers do in the session. Pick off your main chick, I got plenty in the sections. I don't run them all back, but it's a change of possession. Possessor, skills and techniques to be effective. See, I'm breaking down squads, I just do it by the section. Like I'm doing to this track, how it feel like I'm molesting it, touching it, groping it, hoping it come with something. See, I ain't in the business of having women come for nothing. I do it to the limits, but limits gotta get pushed, with hair gotta get pulled, with limbs gotta get stripped.
I bet that neighbors know my name.
They saying, boy, I'm a mess.
Let me tell you what's been all in my mind. Since you walked by,
what you like. I hear it all the time, it's Aquarius. You tell me you gon' leave me every time that we fight. Well, go ahead. Don't you know it's plenty fish in the aquarium? I'll catch a Capricorn or seduce a Sagittarius. Get lucky with a Leo, leave a Libra lusting after me, an addict for an Aries. I'm so frequent in a fantasy. You feeling irreplaceable, my appetite's insatiable. I cruise the zodiac to stop at every sign available. Cause Gemini's incredible and tasty like Khalid. When I hear that she would run, have me chasing like police. Got committed to a Cancer when my Taurus started tripping. Found the photos of me singing Scorpio inside the kitchen. I never put it on a Pisces. The Virgin with the Virgo. We share the same sign. I don't think that it would work, yo. Full signs of fold in the 80s had hella dope. Catch me every night in your telescope. Show me what your sign is.
Let me tell you what's been all in my mind. Since you walked by.
I'm a Virgo. Just because I flirt with you don't mean you deserve no. Splinters in your hand from the headboard grabbing and had your face all crunchy like the Kellogg Captain.
I'm a tease,
baby, please. You only think you can have me. You better check my astrological anatomy. Dissect the Virgo. We sensitive but stubborn, kind of poor at the relationship. We're rich with the love. We have great conversation. I can stimulate you mentally. Can't come into my country, but I'll let you in my embassy.
Wait.
They say we nitpicky, and yeah, it's true. We kind of finicky, but the passion that we push and gravitate you to us instantly.
We loyal to a fault.
We selfish with our heart. We may lend a couple beats temporarily. Dancing with a Virgo, you probably keep your heart and have disgrace to all up in my face. Had to put it in the face.
Let me tell you what's been all in my mind.
You know, I just want to let all the ladies know, it don't even matter what sign you are. If you mess with Kane, Kane messes with too. I want you to go home tonight and pull your telescope out, right? And aim it at the sky. And just tell me if you see me. I love you.
Yeah, so that was Signs by Mellow Kane. So shout out to Mellow Kane and shout out to Wise Wonder for their creativity, for their talent, and for also sending me tracks, you know, because without creative, talented, you know, grinders like yourself, Miss P wouldn't have anything to play on her show. So thank you, babies, for the submissions, and keep them coming. And for all those that are interested in sending me your music, please feel free to do so, but please keep in mind that you must put in the subject what you're sending your email about. That's one. Number two, the tracks must be MP3 formatted. Three, label and title your tracks, because I'm not a mind reader. I totally don't know what your track is called. I don't want to have to figure it out. So for those who don't do those three little easy steps, your tracks will not get played, and I will trash your emails, okay? But anyway, now it's our time to shine with the archivist. It's his birthday. I'm feeling real blessed again, like I said earlier in the beginning of the show, to have some of his time because, you know, I don't know what the heck I'll be doing on April 16th. Hint, hint, just plugging mine out there for all my listeners and supporters. But without further ado, let's just check in with the archivist. Hey, how are you tonight?
What's good? How y'all doing, NYC?
Hey, we doing really, really good. And happy birthday again, by the way.
Thank you, for sure.
Definitely. We just want to take a moment right now to, you know, take our hats off and, you know, have a moment of silence for Jay Dillo and Big Pun.
Most definitely.
All right. You know, so thank you. Thank you definitely for keeping me in tune with, you know, Big Pun and Jay Dillo. You know, it always tends to slip your mind, you know. It's like it's never like forgotten totally, but it always slips your mind how certain people make impacts out here in the community and in a music game. And, you know, we mourn them for a little bit, and then new people come out, and we get all happy and excited about all the new stuff. But we also have to keep in mind, like the archivist just, you know, pointed out to me a little earlier, let's take a moment of silence out to pay our respects. So thank you for keeping me in tune.
Always, always. You know, every time I do an interview with a legendary artist, I always remember, you know, to talk about those legacies and those memories, and I have been able to have some memories and history shared within those people. So I've got to do my research on that and ask different questions, you know. So it's been an amazing experience, and like I said, I definitely don't forget those days, you know, with any hip-hop legends we have.
Absolutely, absolutely. So with that being said, you know, tell us a little bit about you, you know, and how you got started.
Well, I'm known as the Archivist from Vancouver, BC, Canada, one of Western Canada's finest. And how I started was just, you know, I started putting out CDs and getting people really noticed in the local area and just putting music out so people could hear it. And from that whole point, I got to do, you know, CDs and take photos and video. And one thing kind of led to another, and it was just, you know, an amazing experience. And by putting out that music, you know, a lot of people got noticed and got pretty much, like, you know, put on the map for what I was working towards. And, you know, some people weren't too happy about the fact that, you know, they're backpacking and they're not getting the money that they want, but, you know, I got nothing but love for the music, so I put it out there so people would get noticed and heard. And in this day and age, it's pretty hard to get noticed in a certain way what you're trying to do. So I did this about, you know, 5-6 years ago, and it kind of turned into, like, you know, an album blog where it's a history of all the locals. And, you know, got much love to my Rascals fam, my Swollen Members fam. And, you know, by all that kind of getting pushed together, it was just one thing after the next, you know, putting out these CDs and getting the people noticed. And, you know, from that whole being, we were, you know, involved with, you know, a forum that people used to communicate with. You know, we had MySpace back in the day. And, you know, Vancouver is quite a little tiny local scene when it comes to, you know, people trying to get heard and stuff. And, you know, I just got to say it how it is. And, you know, I, like I said, I was doing my thing and coming out. And from doing the photos and the pictures, it was turning into the Wall of Fame, where, you know, my first shout-out was RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan at Rock the Bells in 2009. And that's kind of where it started off, you know. One of Canada's best interviewers, Nardwuar, the Human Serviette. Shout out to Nardwuar because, you know, he was my mentor to start where I started. And, you know, he has his write-up in XXL magazine. Shouts to them for putting him out and whatnot. And so he got me in an interview with Supernatural, if you all know who that is. One of the best freestylers in the world. Shouts to Supernat. And, you know, I got to be in the interview with Nardwuar. And,
wow.
We were handed out, you know, different items for him to rap about. And, you know, one thing led to the next. Like I said, then I met RZA and Tech N9ne. That was the first time I met him. And then, you know, after that all, you know, started, it was like, wow, like everyone kept asking me for the last little while, why aren't you interviewing, like, independent, you know, underground artists doing their thing and whatnot? And I was just like, I don't know. It's not really the easiest thing to do, to interview people in general. And, you know, it takes lots of practice and lots of hardship. And, you know, my stuff is very unique and very on the ball with what I'm working towards. And it's just a vision that I've built and to capture and put out hip-hop culture and as in general, you know, across the world, globally. So by that all starting and, you know, being involved with that, that was like a dream come true, you know, meeting Damian Marley for the second time. That was very, very overwhelming, but very incredible. And Be Real from Cypress Hill. And, you know, as that was all happening, you know, people were like, well, you need to do something. And then, you know, I had that vision to start chasing what I was doing. And so, you know, I ended up going to this, to our local nights, and I started what you call the Wall of Fame. So anyone from out of town who I would know, I would take a photo with you and get an autograph, and that would be my respect to pay homage to you for working on your craft and, you know, doing what you're doing. And so I started that, and that was a snowball effect, as well as the shout-out. So I was actually running around doing the shout-outs and the interviews before I did the interviews and the autographs, and it was really fun. And then I just, you know, out of one way or the other, I got to interview R.A. the Rugged Man. That was the first interview I ever did. And, you know, he's from Staten Island, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, no, not Staten Island. But anyway, yeah, so from where I'm at right now, it's kind of, I'm on the ball, so I kind of can't think about that. But I know he's from New York. And so when I was interviewing him, it was just a freestyle interview, and it was just really, really funny because I didn't know what to say or how to do it, or I didn't have a write-up, and we just had a lot of fun. And it was just, you know, and then he lost his voice and one thing after the next. Then I got DJ Who Kid, you know, from G-Unit, and shouts to Black Phoenix Family for hooking me up with that. And, you know, we were in the limo with, like, you know, a bunch of females. It was pretty good times, and, you know, one thing after the next, you know. And as that, you know, went on, rest in peace to Idea. I was one of the only ones who did an interview with Rhymesayers Idea from Atmosphere and AKA Idea and Abilities, and that was really incredible. So shouts to Timber Productions for putting on that show. And then we had, you know, the Winter Olympics, which that's where I'm from. We had the Worldwide Winter Olympics here in Vancouver, which was in 2010. And then I got to interview Biz Markie. So, you know, it's just like as that all progressed, you know, it just kept getting bigger and bigger. You know, the next month was Chuck D from Public Enemy. You know, shouts to Public Enemy fam. And, you know, and then I got Yellow Wolf. And, you know, it just kept going and going. And like I said, in October, you know, that was my big pinnacle, which I did Big Boy from Outkast.
Okay.
And that was just like, I had no words beyond meaning, you know. That was like really next degree, as well as I did Joel Santana, which was very, very incredible too, before Chuck D. So, you know, it's just like everything kind of pans out. And like I said, after I'd started doing those interviews, it just, you know, took off. Everyone's like, wow, this is crazy. For the first year, you know, you did like, I did 80 interviews the first year.
Wow, that's awesome.
And then last year I did 125, and then now it's my year, I'm already like 10 deep. And
wow.
You know,
right, you're making headway, and I totally can take my hat off to you. Like, I don't know how many times, it's, I don't think I have that many hats, and I like to think I have a lot of everything, but I think I would run out of hats if I had to keep taking them off for you, because you're just that awesome with it. So I can respect, and I'm really feeling your mission out there. You know, you make me want to move out to Canada.
Yeah, no doubt, you make me want to move to NYC. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where my heart is. You know, that's where I'm feeling the calling and where I want to build. And, you know, I got L.A. too. Shouts to Ice Cube and Dub C. That's my fam as well. And Digital Underground and Oaktown. So, you know, like, I've just been pushing the next head waves and just, you know, trying to get it in and make it happen. And like I said, I'm here to document history and make it live.
Well,
and that's what I've just been doing.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling that. And I'm also feeling the fact that, you know, at one point you were out there doing a community work with the teenagers and stuff. You know, tell us a little bit about that. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, like, I've been clean for 10 years now, clean and sober for no drugs, no alcohol, and it's been pretty crazy. Obviously, you know, it's not everyone completely believes in that thought or fact, but, you know, like I said, I haven't done any drugs for almost 12 years now, and, like, no alcohol at all for 10 years, and
congratulations.
How it all kind of started. Yeah, thank you. It was, it's a very different, you know, spree to be involved with that and just be like, wow, you know,
can I actually do this? And, you know, I decided to do the 12-step program. And, you know, it's funny because I didn't do 12 steps, but, you know, I also make music too from back in the day. I've made my first album, which was called The Black Hole Unreleased. That's why it's called The Black Hole Unreleased. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just like I went through. And, you know, before I did what I did, I had 8 years of bad luck growing up. So
really?
I came from a real hardship. Yeah, definitely, you know, like just being involved with a lot of trouble and different crowds and just not knowing myself and soul searching and whatnot. But, you know, by being clean and going the 3.5 years that I had, I decided to make an album and let go of all those hardships and just like, you know, push it all aside. And from that, you know, I was still doing my music thing and kind of got into, like, you know, doing some other mixtapes and compilation stuff. And then from that, like, it was crazy because I did, like, mixtape and then kind of an album mixtape, and then I did an actual, you know, record. And I did that all in a year. So that's all before I did the whole interview thing. And so I've always been busy, you know. Like, I've been in this game, you know, like I said, I started in 2002, which, you know, was a monumental experience because I've just witnessed so many shows and collected more than 2,000 albums locally and just been a music collector in general. Had nothing but love for where I'm from. And just kind of getting into that, you know, like I said, shouts to my Swollen Rascals fam and everyone else who's been holding it down, Mocha Only and Major One, obviously, from T-Dot. Originally from Vancouver, but she's definitely making moves. We just did a hot-ass interview at the Sutton Place Hotel. It was pretty dope. But to make a long story short, from, you know, getting into the whole collecting experience, it was just, you know, that's kind of what I did and kind of where I was going with it. And like I said, so I did the album, and the album was actually from this guy, Grant P., I believe is from San Diego. So he made me some beats and stuff, and, you know, we did a little bit of a project, and that was cool. And then I started on what you call the Purpose and Reason compilation, which was, you know, to start out, and I did some collabs with, you know, some of Van City's hottest artists, and then I kind of, like, let go of it. And like I said, I got into this whole thing with, you know, doing stuff with the youth and helping kids because I run a studio and was working with them doing demos and whatnot, mixtapes, and just helping people out get noticed and recognized. And then from there, you know, I just got into these interviews, and that's all I do now is just write-ups. I got like 3 to 4 binders that are all written interviews that I've done, and they're all personalized and autographed.
Wow.
That's so amazing. That's another piece of the pie, as well as now I got the 8x10 photos. Shouts to my boy Justin King, because he's the guy who's the mad paparazzi. He gets me these 8x10 photos printed at a unique shop, and it's just off the wall. He gets these amazing photos, and when I do the interviews, you know, we bring them out and get them personalized and autographed, which it's excellent because it's another part of my wall of fame. And then I also started on collages, which I have a collection of flyers. Every time I go to a show, I get one, whatever. I got a bunch of shoe boxes, and I get stickers and all that stuff, and I put them all together. So I got a couple collages that kind of paint the picture of, you know, the history of what I've been a part of and captured. And then 2 more things. Actually, locally, I've actually been really handed out the Next Degree. There's some real history in Vancouver hip-hop, like the scene in Canada. You know, like I said, Rascals were the first to blow up in Canada for, you know, the West Coast to do their album, which was Cash Crop. And then, you know, probably about 5 or 6 years, we had Swollen Members, which, you know, they did Balance. And we had a shop called FWH. It was F What You Heard. And so basically one of the owners of the shop, he felt that I worked so hard for Vancouver's hip-hop scene, he passed me down the portrait. It's a graffiti portrait that says, you know, Fuck What You Heard in Graffiti, and it's by Cruz from the AA crew, which is like some real monumental history. And yeah, by having that, it was just, you know, a crazy experience. And then shouts to Flip Out, who's always believed in my hard work in media. He's a very legendary DJ, as well as DJ J Swing. And they've put it down, and, you know, they passed me down the Elements Hip Hop magazine, which was kind of like, you know, a local source, which, you know, they did reviews and write-ups. This was from, like, the mid-90s. So this was even before I was even part of the game. And, you know, we had a couple good shows and stuff. But that's kind of where the Archivist started, you know, Vancouver Hip Hop history. And that's how I got the name. I was known as the Van City Archivist. And then, you know, I decided to change it up and put my name into just The Archivist because, you know, I'm trying to document hip-hop globally now.
Definitely. I'm feeling that. So tell me, like, this game, being that you've been out here for so long, and I've been only out here doing things for a short time, but along the way you tend to run into some shady individuals. Now, we're not going to get into name-dropping. We're not going to get into any of that stuff. But just, like, a roundabout way about this, you know, saying what we got to say is, you know, basically, how did you manage to build strong relationships in this industry and, you know, keep those things going? Because I hear you giving, like, a lot of shout outs to people, which is awesome, and I'm feeling the love and the energy and stuff like that. But, you know, how do you maintain those strong bonds with people when there's so many shady individuals out there?
It's very, very cutthroat game. Like I said, you know, being from Canada, most people don't respect it or, like, understand that, you know, we do have a hip-hop community. We have a huge country full of so many MCs, you know. Obviously, Drake was one to blow up, and many others that we have that are on the bricks. And shouts to Classified, who's, you know, one of the finest from Nova Scotia. And like I said, you know, with these different people, no name dropping, but I have dealt with a lot of hardships. And it could be, you know, just from making an album, it could be to promoting, it could be anything. And I kind of felt like, you know, I hit my head against the brick wall many, many times. That was very, very difficult. And there's many times that I've said to myself, you know, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can hold on. And you know, it's been a very, very tough, difficult situation to be involved with because, you know, even some of the people that I want to meet and interview, I've been blocked and I've been pushed over. And, you know, it just happened a few weeks ago. And, you know, I've had an issue with those people and that agency for, you know, a good year or so. And I don't understand it because I just know what I do. And I'm kind of the dude that, you know, has to make the move whether people like it or not, because I feel it's essential for people to see and witness the history behind certain people. And, you know, that went for me for Ice Cube. I was automatically approved, and I got denied at the show. I got completely kicked out after I took photos. You know, I tried to get back in, and they threatened to, you know, arrest me, tie me down, all this stuff. Like, it was just completely horrible and uncalled for. Especially when it's not even in my city. I'm, like, in the outskirts, and I'm there for the artists to make the moves with. And they wouldn't even let me in, like, to do what I needed to do. When the manager already approved me, like, and I was just like, wow, dude, like, I can't believe this. And so, you know, I ended up, you know, doing what I had to do, and I made my move. And, you know, I did meet Ice Cube, and I did get an autograph from him, and I shook his hand, and, you know, it was super dope to, like, you know, be able to do that. And I would say not even less than four people got to meet him when he was on tour here. So to push that, and then to kind of push it to the next degree by sitting with Dub C and interviewing him, he wants to build with Canada as well, you know, have L.A. and South Central kind of connected with Canada, as well as, you know, shouts to Miss Toy, because she's definitely put it on the map, too. She's helped me quite a bit to get, you know, to those kind of people and just hold it down. Like I said, with Dub C, built with him, and then, you know, same management, agency tried to bring him on tour, and I hit him before they even got him. So, you know, we made shirts for him, shouts to my YBR fam, and, you know, we got Dub C to come through. We did a bunch of collabs, bunch of tracks with upcoming artists, and my dude Lil T, who's an artist that works with me as well, and we're doing some stuff on that note. But, you know, it's like I said, these certain people, they just try to block, and I'm kind of the dude now, like, I'm on a duck and move phase, so if you're trying to just, you know, hold me back, just be prepared, because I'm on that destroy level in a positive form. But don't try to come up at me and be like, yo, you can't do it, or this and that. Most people have faith in me. Shouts out to my big promoters that do it proper and they know how it's done. But, you know, people have nothing but to mean mug and they just hate. And it's like, we're trying to expose these artists for the goodness of it. Like, and I gotta be real, I'm not this wealthy, rich dude. I do it for the culture of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I do it to preserve it. I want to tell my story behind other people's stories. And, you know, I will tell you, you can check out the shout-out from Dead Prez, all right? Mm-hmm. When I did an interview with Dead Prez, the shout-out specifically wasn't for me. It was documenting the history, and it's everybody's story. And it has to be told that way, you know? Because I don't have a full-time job. I don't have a 9-to-5. I work on this 24/7, and I'm preserving my brand and working on my stuff. And I do want to do something proper, but I also have a book that's going to be published as well. So I'm actually starting on that very, very soon. And, you know, my tones and opinions will definitely be noted in that to the fullest.
Right, definitely. So that's amazing. That's another accomplishment. I mean, the more that I sit here and listen to you, and anyone that knows me for the year that I've been doing this show, I'm definitely grounded in the sense of, you know, I have no talent as far as writing music or singing music or rapping or dancing or any of those things that has anything to do with hip-hop. You know, I just do it for the passion of people, as you stated. You reserve what you do for the legacy of hip-hop, and I do what I do for the legacy of the community, which is all the same thing in a nutshell. You know what I mean? Because I created
right.
the Intune Show to give a platform for people that don't have voices on these, like, radio shows. Because, you know, I don't know if you ever kind of listen in or if they do that on a Canadian airways, but out here in New York, per se, you know, you turn on a station and they're, like, joking, you calling you chicken heads and all this stuff. I mean, how is that empowering people?
No, it's not.
How is that, like, uplifting the community if everybody that call in is a joke or some sarcasm behind the person and demeaning their character when they call into the show versus, hey, well, sister or brother, maybe, you know, this is how you should handle this and this is how you should handle that. Or, you know, just or given some type of advice or some type of networking system where it's like, okay, well, log on to whatever, and then we have some stuff there where you can find information concerning whatever. You understand what I'm saying? No one is making that headway for underground artists, for people with talent. There's so many people out here with incredible talent. But it's like who you know,
yes.
whose ass you're going to kiss, who you're going to screw, who you're going to, you know, it's just so crazy. Like you said, you was approved to meet Ice Cube, and then you got shot down. Like, after being
yeah.
approved, you know what I mean? And it's like you had to go crazy in order to wind up meeting him anyway. But they didn't stop no show.
And a good example of that was, like, you know, I got to do Ricky Rosé, shouts to Maybach Music Group, as much as they don't know me as well. But, you know, I tried to get that interview, and one of the security dudes that's, like, managing everybody, he, you know, certain people are paid and approved and to do all these certain things and have the power and want to party and do all this stuff, and they just think it's such a power move, and it's like, no, you can't do it, dude. Like, I already know you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? I spent like half a day on this write-up. Like, are you kidding? Like, I'm allowed to take photos of him getting autographs, but I can't even get my own autograph, or I can't get a photo with him. Like, that's not allowed. That's crazy. So I ended up, you know, having my request, and that's the main thing. I'm going to give a little bit of a secret out to people. If they can't get an interview with someone, make sure you have a written, typed, formal request stating who you want to like, interview or work with to the manager. It's like a cover letter, you know, and put it out there and have it in an envelope, sealed, you know, appreciated, you know, and have it looking on top notch. And so when I did give it to Ricky Rose's manager, you know, he nodded at it. And then when they tried to not let me through, you know, I was already approved by Sean John. And Sean John was the ones who sponsored the autograph session. So shouts out to Sean John in Canada for putting me down, because they're the ones that said, nah, he's doing the interview because we bought it and we said so. You know what I'm saying? So I got to do that. And that's kind of how Camera Boss Don was created back in January of 2011, because I was actually the dude, the camera boss, you know. Like, as much as I was, like, having my credibility from the Archivist was built Camera Boss Don, and now that's what I'm known as, Archivist Camera Boss Don. People call me Boss Don all the time, which is just cool, you know. But it's just, like, that was the whole reason how I got that, was all because of Ricky Rose. And that was a hardship. That was a flaw for me. I felt, like, almost defeated, but I'm not worried about it. I know where I'm going, and I know what I'm doing, you know. Like I said, and then the Ice Cube thing fell through. And, you know, just people just want to play their little games, and I don't have time for it. I'm just doing my thing and working towards who wants to work with me, you know.
Exactly. And on that note, let me give a shout-out to Smile for linking me to you, because I don't want to get outside of myself and totally wrap up this interview and forget about showing him love. So,
no,
you know, shout out to Smile.
Shout out to Smile, and also shout out to Essential, all right? Because no one knows maybe who Essential is, but Essential is my homeboy from Digital Underground, who's actually from Oaktown, but he's in ATL. Because he got me linked with Money B. Peace to Money B, and then I got to Shock G, which, peace to Shock G as well. That was the reason how I got connected with everybody. Then I did the interview with KRS-One, being the only one from Canada. And then from that note, you know, I was actually just cruising around, and I got in touch with my boy Smile. And peace, obviously, to the Watchmen, part of the Woo, and, you know, from Florida, and they got us down. And then peace to my boy Razimos, obviously, and Mystic Nocturnal Light, and Manzoor, who's helping out with the website. Like I said, they just did the track with Killer Priest. We made a move there. And like I said, by doing all that, that's exactly how we're talking right now. Those are all the moves I made from June of 2011 to kind of November, and then to the end of December, and then now we're talking in February. So that's really amazing. That's kind of how all the moves are made, you know?
Definitely. So shout out to everyone you just listed, okay? Okay, so many shout outs tonight, and I'm loving it. It's so many, because like I said again, you know, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. And I'm a silly person, so
thank
I'm totally going to keep throwing that out there. And, you know, it's just all these things that makes me feel like, you know, you said sometimes you just want to give up and just throw the towel in. But it's moments like this when you get to talk to grounded, intellectual, grinding people, dedicated people like yourself, that makes it all worthwhile to me. So thank you for bringing what you bring to the forefront. And, you know, whether you realize it or not, or whether people tell you or not, let me be one to tell you, not the first, but one to tell you that you're motivating me to keep doing what I'm doing. So thank you for shining on me.
Hell yeah, as well as I'm also the first to interview Mac Miller in all of Western Canada as well. And I was kind of motivating Nardwuar, because Nardwuar got to interview him like in July. I got him in January, and after Nardwuar watched my interview, he's like, man, I got to interview Mac Miller. And so, you know, now we're going to do an update, and obviously, peace to Snoop Dogg, because, you know, he gave me one of my first shout-outs, too, and, like, people are still tripped out that I met Snoop Dogg and, like, you know, Warren G and all my peoples, Corrupt and DPG fam, so... Yeah, just the list goes on, you know? Like I
said,
definitely. You can pull out different names and just ask me about stuff, because I've been able to sit with these individuals and, you know, big ups and props to them for their careers and all the hardships and, you know, what I've gone through to be where I'm at too, you know. And like I said,
definitely,
it just keeps going strong. And like I said, the motivation, I got to thank the universe, because the universe is a beautiful thing, you know.
Yes, it is.
And that's the reason how I've got to meet these people. I always believe in the universe. I don't believe in the people around it. I always believe in the message and the energy behind it. And like I said, I've been able to share, you know, being able to only film Rakim live in Vancouver, you know, Public Enemy's 20th anniversary. And like I said, Modest Yahoo, I did an interview with Kamani Marley from Shada's, Bob Marley's son, and belated happy birthday to Bob Marley.
Yes.
So, you know, it's just, yeah, like, even if
the
I'm not doing hip-hop, I'm doing reggae, you know?
Yes, the list goes on, because I'm sitting here and I'm just like, Biz Markie, Cool DJ Red Alert, Chuck D, Naughty by Nature, Cannabis, Tech N9ne, Twista, Dave New York, Abstract Rouge, Souls of Mischief, I mean, Dead Prez, Corrupt, Blowfly, Dilapidated People. I'm like, really? I mean, DJ Teddy Ted, The Shears. I need a cup of water now. My throat is dry. If I go on anymore, I might pass out. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So, I mean, it's just extraordinary. Your resume is crazy. I'm loving it. I'm totally loving it, like I said. And the drive behind it is crazy. But on that note, tell us, like, from all these interviews, who inspired you the most?
Obviously, I have to give it to KRS-One. I'm sorry, but, you know, like, being the only one from Canada and, you know, almost able to tour with him on his 9 dates that he was doing from B.C. to Winnipeg, like I said, you know, being able to sit with Ernie Panicoli and, like I said, sitting with Shock G, like, that was the way that I got to meet KRS. And, you know, we did 90-minute interview. Like, that's crazy. We did 7 questions out of 21. Just 1 second here. 1 second.
No problem.
Hello. Hey, get at me. I'm on the radio right now. Call you back. Sorry. Just had one of my boys call me and wish me happy birthday.
No problem. Well, it is
cool,
your birthday.
You know,
it
peace
is your
to
birthday,
the basement
so
dwellers, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
yeah, peace to the basement dwellers. And peace to my boy Kyram, because, you know, he's been part of what I'm doing. And now, you know, the ink is out there. Peace to Asher, you know, photography, who's been killing it with me. And like I said, these guys roll with me. They come to the interviews. They document stuff. They're part of everything I'm doing. And it's like, you know, I'm not just the one doing it myself. I've got people that follow me, and they have to document the history behind it, because it's very important to preserve it and have it there, and so the people can actually witness to see it actually happen, you know? And like
right,
I said,
exactly.
Back to the KRS.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the KRS. So, you know, being able to do the 7 out of 21 questions, and it is to be continued, but, you know, people keep telling me it's one of the best interviews he's ever done, they've ever seen, they've ever witnessed. And, you know,
wow.
I put it out there. It took me five days to edit at 15 hours a day. So, you know, and it's like 7,000 views right now. Peace to that, and peace to all the universe that's doing that and, you know, checking out that interview, because people can't sleep on it. And, you know, I had to go out of my realm, though, you know, to get that. I didn't get to do that in my own city. I had to go to a place called Victoria, which is on the island. And so I have to take a 2-hour ferry and then like another hour and a half bus ride on these double-decker buses. Yeah, because Victoria is the capital of B.C. Vancouver isn't. So it's like the second biggest. Well, it's a big city, but Victoria is like the capital because the Queen noted it, Victoria. So when KRS crossed and he took his ferry from the United States, and he came through the islands or whatever, he got to Victoria. And right when he got there, I was there waiting for him. So, you know, that was really, really incredible. And so we had that time. And when he came to Vancouver, there was no time, you know. And it was such a high demand, and everyone was everywhere, and it was like, ah. But it was amazing, you know, having him hand out tennis balls, doing autographs, getting pictures with the fans, like sold-out show. You know, it was excellent. Peace to Sean Lala and G-Man Risk for putting on that show. It was really dope.
Definitely. So how about, okay, now not to drop no names, and you don't have to, but you can if you want to. Like, who is, like, the person that you interviewed and you're just, like, really, like, you can't believe the things are coming out their mouth? In retrospect of, like, you kind of thought it would go a different way, but then you had your hopes up expecting something, to hear something different, and then you're like, what? What are you talking about, dude? Like, is there anyone
that
is
exactly
that like that?
Blowfly. That is exactly Blowfly. Peace out to O-Town. You know what I'm saying? You know, the godfather of triple X-rated rap. Like, what more could you ask for when you ask him a question and he takes you on an adventure through 1965? Of what it's like to be black growing up, or not to say it, like the racial slurs that have gone through, or how he first used to swear when he was a baby, or you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, wow. Like, I tell him something and he tells me five different things in the question that are totally off topic. And I'm just like, okay. And he's singing and he's talking about like all these people I don't know about. And it's like, wow, I was born in 1980, not 1967 or something like that, which is cool. But, you know, I didn't understand, like, and he wanted me to understand. And I'm like, well, what can you tell me about Too Short and Snoop Dogg and, you know, 2 Live Crew? And he's just like, those motherfuckers don't matter. And I was just like, okay, dude, well, you know, you should still understand. They're just like, it doesn't matter. And I'm like, okay, it's all good, you know, peace to that. But, you know, like, sitting with Blowfly was probably the craziest experience I could ever imagine from where I'm at. Because, you know, even the shout-out he sang was like, Eat It, you know, instead of Beat It by Michael Jackson. So, you know, like, and it's not like what he's actually saying. It's how he's twisting it up and turning it into a complete raunchy shout out. And he doesn't care what he says. That's the best part. So if you ever want a good uncensored individual musician to ever speak to or talk to, Blowfly's the man. And shouts to Nardwar, because he's actually the one who got me into Blowfly. So make sure you rap dirty.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to look him up, definitely, because I want to hear what he has to say, because I'm just that silly to laugh at everything he says. No.
Yeah, you definitely have to check out his costume, too. He's to the nine.
Oh, my goodness. That is so hilarious. But I love it, though, because, you know, each of us are our own individual, and we bring something amazing and different to the table. So, you know, if everything always tastes the same, then people will get bored.
Definitely.
So, you know, definitely into the centric types, definitely.
Yeah, he's on the next planet.
That's awesome,
yeah,
too, I always wanted to go out of space. So it's definitely a good look when you have people that, you know, are really out there sometimes, you know, and then there's, you know, times when you're just like, really? Like, where are you coming from, dude? What did you smoke? Because, really?
Well, I had an audience, too, of, like, I had an audience of 25 people that were, like, you know, watching this, too, and witnessing it, and just laughing, and, like, what is he doing? Or, are you serious?
That's what makes it so interesting.
You got to do your research on him, because make sure he gives you an autograph. That's all I can tell you. He likes to draw things, so... You know, if you ever like to check out Blowfly, he'll give you a signatured autograph.
Sweet. I would love it. I would love it.
Yeah.
So tell us about YouTube, you know, and the quadrillion views and stuff, you know, that you have up there.
I'm still working on it, you know. I have a lot of stuff that's in the vaults and waiting to be released. Like I said, I'm in more than 100, hundreds of thousands of views. And it's doing good, you know. It's excellent that, you know, peace to Hobson and Swizz who have definitely taken the YouTube by storm, with Swizz more than 45K in views and Hobson more than almost, 20,000. So, by putting those guys out on the map before they even popped, that was kind of where all the views were coming from, and them being posted on different sites and all these different things, because Hobson, he's the kind of guy that just likes to diss anybody and anything. And so, he likes controversy in that way of just having fun. And so, like, these kids are just so loyal and so down for this guy, wearing his white contacts, and Swizz wearing his black contacts, and these guys are like serious monsters tearing up the scene. So, and like I said, that's kind of how the YouTube started popping off, and it's been a beautiful thing. And then, now I got KRS, I got a couple other people that, have a good amount of views on there, but, still working on it, and there's still a lot of stuff to be released, and it just keeps continuing. There's a lot of shows you can watch on there too, like different concerts that I've put out and whatnot. So it's been pretty monumental to go onto my channel and check out stuff.
Definitely. So on that note, and since we talked about so many amazing things tonight, I want people to be able to like jump on, and look you up. So tell us, let's start with all the social networks that people can definitely look you up. Like, I just like followed you on Twitter, so I can keep in contact with you, via Twitter. But I also want to subscribe to your YouTube page. So tell us, the listeners and everything, where can we go?
Yeah, the YouTube is youtube.com/the. It's T-H-A and then Archivist, A-R-C-H-I-V-E-S-T. And it's at Real Archivist, which is my Twitter. I also have Skype, too. You can holler at me, the Archivist. And, my Facebook is The Archivist. It's a fan page, so you can check that out. Fortunately, I just dealt with some issues with Facebook, which I'm not too happy about, especially on my birthday. But hopefully that gets fixed. It's Archivist Camera Boss Dawn. If not, you can just be a fan of The Archivist and VC Hip Hop Shows. So you can check that out, and I post all my stuff on there. And as I said, that's the way to reach me. And The Archivist, same way spelt for the channel, at gmail.com, if you're looking to hit me up or be in touch or be a fan.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely look him up, because, like I said, I just, followed you on Twitter, so I was excited that you came right up. I said, good, because so many people have, like, the same names, and they'll pull up, like, 80 different people, and you got to scroll. Like, I hate that. I really do. So I'm glad your name is so unique that you were the only one. So it made it.
Yeah, thank you. Well, that's another story at itself, how it became The Archivist. But, within all that, we all learn in the professional state of business how to do things and brand your name right and market it. And like I said, same with the logo and everything. Everything's all very unique, and it has to have a way to stand out. So peace to that, and being able to have it out there so people know what's up, and to market and brand yourself right so people know what's going on with it. So that's just my trick of the game, and in order to stay sharp.
Definitely. And also it's easier for people to search you, because I know so many people have said to me, like, I thought the Intune show was something that was unique, but obviously people can't find me anywhere unless they Google the Intune show in Google. But why do you have to do that? If I'm on a social network, you should be able to find me. There's no other Intune show. But people are, like,
yeah,
up and down that they can't find me. And what I find when I can't find something right away, I get discouraged, and I'll say I'll go back to it. But sometimes you just never get back to it. And that one moment that you need, that person is focused on trying to find you or link to you, is a very imperative moment, whether people want to believe so or not. Like, oh, I'm that fly. No one's that fly where people are going to really go look for you again unless they're really, like, into you like that. But 9 times out of 10, if you put a buzz in someone's ear and while they're sitting at the computer and of course they mind, you want them to be able to find you ASAP. You don't want them to have to, like, oh, I'll get to it later. Because every,
definitely.
View, Yeah, everything counts. Every little person that clicks on to you to look for you, it counts at that moment. So, you know, some people that think they're all that, please take it down a little bit, because I've even been told they can't find me, okay? And I've thought about it, and I said, that's not good.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, peace to Dave New York, because that is exactly the kind of same thing I dealt with when I interviewed Bishop Lamont. And Bishop Lamont was like, yo, man, like, did you do Dave New York yet? And he was just like, you know, in the restaurant having a burger, like we were just chilling. And I was like, dude, I need to interview you. And then, but this is the thing. I had nothing to fall back on. There's nothing on Dave New York. You know what I'm saying? He's from New York, but he lives, you know, in the West Coast and whatnot. And so when I sat with him, he was full of history. So make sure you check the Dave New York interview out. Shouts to Dave New York all day.
Definitely. I'm writing this all down so I can stay in tune.
It's
definitely
a 40-minute interview, so it's crazy.
Right.
Make sure you get your 40 minutes on.
Be prepared.
Stories from
still back.
Stories from the Wu, Roots, Rakim, Big Pun. Who else is in there? Jay Dilla, because that was a good friend of his as well. So, you know, even when we had our moment of silence, even to close out on that, that's an excellent interview because we both document talking about Big Pun and Jay Dilla in the interview.
Right. Definitely. Definitely. You know, I'm learning. I'm learning. Like I said, it's inspirational to, you know, be able to interview someone as an interviewee himself, and especially with all the people that you had that close contact with that's out there. Like KRS-One, I mean, that alone right there is mind-blowing because, you know, I used to watch him and Miss Melanie all the time when I was a kid, you know.
Hell
so
yeah.
Self-destruction, you know, that was like one of the jams for real back there. And he's also like a very educated man. So it's like if he talks, it's like one of those things where you just going to listen. If he's rapping, he's not rapping
too,
about bullcrap.
Mm-hmm. It's actually documented, too, about the Stop the Violence movement and that track and the Heart compilation. So that's all in the interview, which is kind of the story of BDP and all that stuff. So it's been definitely interesting to check that out for sure. And peace to Chaos, because I actually did a big interview with Chaos, which hasn't come out yet. And, you know, he's one of Canada's really big superstars, you know, next to Drake and whatnot. So, yeah, that's definitely coming out, and that's going to be a really good interview. Peace to Shad as well. Shad's been killing it in Canada, so make sure you check out Shad.
Yeah, so that's Chad, C-H-A-D?
No, S-H-A-D. It's Shad.
Shad, okay, Shad.
Yeah, he's from London, Ontario.
Awesome. So it's just been really, really uplifting to, you know, like I said again, to have you on the show and definitely share yourself with us. And, you know, I look forward to, like, future things and, you know, we're family now. Like, we're adopted each other, New York and Canada, officially united.
Most deaf. Well, peace to my Duck Down family as well, you know what I'm saying? Because they put it down for me. I got to interview Smith and Wesson, Sean P, Pete Rock, you know what I'm saying? So I also met Black Moon. That was really amazing. Hopefully I'll get to sit down with them pretty soon. I've got a lot of interviews that have never been done yet, and they're soon to come. You know, Ghostface Killer, I'm coming for you, dog. Killer Priest knows what's up. So, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Peace to Ghostface. Also did one with Raekwon. RZA, he knows what's up. So, you know, just peace to everyone in hip-hop. You know what I mean? Like, I've been doing this for a hot minute, and, you know, I just look forward to building with next people, as well as Master Ace. He knows I'm coming for him. So, you know what I'm saying? Peace to that.
Definitely, definitely. I'm looking forward to all that you have going on. You know, now, you know, I don't call myself a fan of anybody's, not even the great stuff that, you know that people can do. I call myself family and I call myself a supporter. So I'm definitely family with you now, and I'm definitely an advocate supporter of all that you do. So I'll stay in tuned. And anytime you want to come back on the show to kind of like give us an update on all the things that you're doing when you launch the site, you know, any new things you want to put out there in the universe, and definitely let me know so we can set that up. And, you know, our listeners can stay in tuned. You know, because like I said, we're family, and, you know, family don't do nothing but walk in. So I'm not expecting you to have, like, this whole big thing. You know, we have each other's contact. We could just talk, hey, Precious, this is what's happening. We're going to make this happen, okay? There's no delay. There's
hell
no,
yeah.
Like, okay, 15 weeks later is definitely going to be the week of when you tell me something's happening. We're going to make it happen.
No doubt.
So,
love to hear from any callers if they're calling in as well.
Yeah, no. Like, let's see, do we have any callers online? Let's see. Caller, you on the line?
They've been waiting for a hot minute.
Yeah, caller, you on the line with Miss P and the Archivist. Okay. So I guess they got stage fright. So, you know, that happens. I'm looking in the chat room. There's two people in the chat room, but no one's really saying anything. And it's cool. Some days it's like that, you know, and some days it's just too many phone calls and I can't even answer them. You know, everybody, it has its moments. It has its moments, you know. So I don't
Definitely.
Feel bitter about any of those things because, you know what, the good thing about the show is that it's always archived. So for those that didn't have a moment to check it out live, they definitely can tune in and check it out later on at their own leisure. So that's the awesomeness of it all. So, you know.
Well, Steph, they need to step their game up, though, and get their research on. Watch them interviews, and y'all know what's up.
Definitely. So, again, Archivist, tell them again where they can find you.
YouTube.com/TheArchivist. TheArchivist. IVEST at Real Archivist on Twitter and Skype The Archivist, as well as you can be a fan on Facebook, The Archivist and VC Hip Hop Shows.
Definitely. Y'all heard it here. Miss P is feeling like the queen of the night right now because I had The Archivist on the intern show on his birthday, the man, the everything, taking over Canada, about to come over and take over the U.S., okay? And I'll be sitting here waiting for you with a drink in my hand like, you're ready?
Yeah, peace to my boy Steve for doing that interview in the U.K. and peace to Phil from herbmag.com. So be sure to check those out as well. Some really big interviews coming out about me just before Miss Precious P got to hit him up, The Archivist.
Yes, exactly. I got to hit him up and definitely going to be staying in tune with The Archivist. So, again, if there's anything that anybody, like, has to say, you could definitely hit him up at his, you know, become a fan on Facebook. Definitely follow him on Twitter. Stay updated. And he'll definitely be dropping in here and there on the Intune show. So for all those chickens out there that was too afraid to get at him tonight, it's definitely okay because he'll be back to follow up with us. So you have more than another opportunity to reach out to him again. I want to tell you thank you so much for your time again. Happy birthday to you and many,
thank
many
you.
More. Definitely. Do you want
for
to give
sure.
any shout-outs real quick?
Well, I just got to say peace to, and shout-outs to my team, man. You know what I mean? Razimos, Mansoor, and Mystic Nocturnal Light. You know, Nocturnal Light Productions, how we do it. Peace to Kyram and Basement Dwellers, Leon as well, Phase 1. Peace to Emotions for linking me up and getting me involved in the game. You know, peace to my Swollen Members family, Battle Axe Warriors all day. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, peace to my boy Hobson and Swizz. Peace to Pete Rock and DJ Premier. Hopefully, DJ Premier gets to check out what I'm doing. You know, we did an interview in December. Really amazing to sit with DJ Premier and Pete Rock together. Peace to Digital Underground. Peace to KRS-One. Peace to Twista. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, the list goes on and on and on. You know? But like I said, all day, peace to Maybach Music, XV, Mac Miller and Rostrum Records, Snoop Dogg and Fam, West Coast all day. Like I said, peace to Seattle, man, 206, A-Sun, Nomads, who else? I'm just thinking just off the tops. Blue Scholars, you know what I'm saying? Nacho Picasso, new up-and-comer. So, you know, it just keeps coming out. It's just the funnel. It's like the pouring of the information. Like I said, you just got to keep locked, stay tuned. Follow me on Twitter. You already know what it is. Oh, one more shout out. Peace to Strange Music, man. Tech Nine, Cut Calhoun, J Rock, Chris Calico, my boy Flawless Real Talk from Rhode Island. Who else we got there? Whole Strange Music family, Young Bleed. Who else can I think of here? Just off the top, peace to Manny Fresh from New Orleans and Jeff Coolio. Who else can I shout out? Young MC, Chuck Dean, Public Enemy fam. Yeah, the list goes on, y'all. And it's the Archivist, and you already know the name, y'all.
Definitely. So we have a caller on the line. So I'm going to take this call real quick before I let you go, Archivist. Hold on. Caller, you on the line with Ms. P and the Archivist. How are you tonight?
I'm all right. How you doing, Ms. P?
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, bro. Good.
I got a question for Mr. Archivist. I'm kind of late in the interview, so if I'm behind a little bit. Mr. Archivist, I had a question for you. You do interviews. Is this correct?
Yeah, I do interviews. I'm from Vancouver, B.C., Canada, up on the West Coast.
Okay, I have a real question for you. I got a real serious question for you. When you do these interviews with these certain rappers that the listeners know that they live behind this wall that say, like, yo, I'm gangster, I sold drugs, and, you know, this, that, and the third. Let's say, like, for instance, I'm not going to say the name, like, the ex-correction officer. Do you believe what they be telling you? When you interview them, as far as like if they say, like,
you know,
rap about guns,
it really depends on how you want to get that across when it comes with the message behind what they're saying and what they're talking about. With me, I focus on their success and where they're at, and you know, if someone wants to loosen up and get into that mode, you know, feel free. But I try not to, like, you know, get into that unless they really want to loosen up and let me know about that. But, you know, it just depends on how hood they are and where they're coming from. Like I said, when I interviewed J-Rock, that was some real next level, you know, sitting with him, talking about some real street knowledge, you know. And like I said, the Goon Squad from Detroit, Peace to Trick Trick, you know, and D12, you know, sitting with Trick Trick and the Goon Squad, hearing what Diesel had to say, you know, regarding the story with, I'm trying to think, it's kind of on the spot right now, but they're talking about snatching his chain and whatnot. That was like, you know, that was some real street knowledge for me to understand, you know, and it wasn't like your typical people that you would just sit down and talk to on a real note. And like I said, they are from the hood, you know? So
no,
some of these people...
I believe that. I'm sorry.
No, all good? Yep.
No, go ahead, I'm listening to you. Go ahead, finish. Go ahead, I'm listening.
So, like I said, it's just, you know, it's from the street knowledge of certain people. They talk about certain things. You know, I'll ask about different stories if they want to share it. And, you know, if they're down to, like I said, when I sat with the Goon Squad, they had nothing but street stories to say. And, you know, talking with Crazy Tunes, Ice Cube's DJ, and Dub C's DJ, you know, working with them and whatnot. You know, some of these people actually really have some street knowledge to tell you about and let you know. And it's not even, it's not like I'm not from the streets. Like, I believe in the stories and what people are talking about and really getting it across. You know, it's important to break it down and know the knowledge behind that because, you know, I just do what I do and I'm there to witness the story and capture it and film it and show people to the world what's going on with it.
Okay, so you don't have a problem showing realism and non-realism. Is that it? Because, you know,
yeah,
like,
well,
we all know,
you know, I'm all about real, recognize real, right? So if you are doing that, you are doing that, you know? And if you want to share it, you can share it. But, you know, like I said, I'm all about the success and what they've done from that. And if they want to share something, you know, they got to open up and feel free on that note, you know?
So you're very evasive with your questions, you're saying, when you talk to them, or do you have a set of questions that you would ask them before that, you know, they don't want to talk about, or so on and so on?
Well, there's certain questions that, you know, I can direct, like, you know, speaking to the Outlaws was kind of on that street note, and they had their opinions of what they wanted to say, as well as Onyx, you know. And Onyx was like, yo, who is this guy? Like, really? Like, this is some crazy shit. But, you know, what I had to share was, it's all about the history. So I'm not trying to play controversy games. And with what I say, it's all about, you know, being real on that note and stating what I have to state. So the questions that I do for each artist, it's depending on what they've done in their lives or, you know, what's going on with what they've been a part of. And so, you know, my write-ups are very different from every single person that I have interviewed. So that's why I was like, you know, with the Goon Squad, do you want to share some street stories? But, you know, if
so
it's
I believe in the Goon Squad. But let's say, have you interviewed anybody from, like, NWA? Because in that era, I can't believe that there was so much shooting going on, and, you know, on that record, you know, that album, NWA. So what I'm saying to you, like, when you sit down, if you have sat down from somebody from NWA, would you really take them for real? That they really came from that? Because I really, as a listener, I couldn't believe that, because I would find them being dead.
Right. Well, you know, like I said, I haven't been able to talk to Cube yet, and I wish to, so that's something that I would definitely take into perspective. You know, already meeting him and knowing him as well as, you know, he's been into movies and he's made a lot of history and he was part of NWA. So that would be something that I would definitely take note to and ask him if he wants to share anything like that. But, you know, like I said, my interviews aren't trying to cause controversy or stir up different energies with people. So, you know, if they want to share it, that's their opinion, right? That's just where
I'm at.
You
know, I just find that there's rappers, they rap about, some rappers rap about the violence until the violence happened to them, and then they stray away from it. And, you know, their next couple albums. That's all. You know, like you said, you recognize real with real. That's all.
Yep. And, like, all my stuff, it does come from the heart. You know, some people would take it as a joke. Like, why are you asking me that? But, you know, it's not to stir up the energy or create a controversy. It's just, yo, man, I just want to know what's real and what you want to tell. And, you know, if it is something that needs to be profiled or put out there, then I will put it out there. Even if they will tell me something and then they don't want me to document it, like, I'll film it, but I won't release it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just for my knowledge to know, like, what they're talking about too, right?
Right.
Because there's a lot of things that do go behind the scenes when you are doing these interviews. Not everything you see comes out public, right? So
right.
You have to have a certain level of discretion as well as how you're profiling and putting out people.
Okay.
That's
I appreciate
true.
It, though.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Miss
Hell yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. So we have Ninja for Life, and he said he's Van City homies up in here, some Van City homies. Whoop, whoop. Shout out to the archivist from the Six Ninjas. That's how you pronounce it?
Oh, yeah. Peace to Six Ninjas.
Yeah,
they've been
definitely
doing their thing out here, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
big
I like
to them being fans and following me and checking me out, you know? They're cool dudes. I got nothing but respect for them.
Yeah, definitely. I like the way he spells his name, too. Six Ninjas with the number six in the front of it. Really
yo,
cool.
Those dudes are mad grinders, I'm going to tell you right now. Like, no one's doing it like they are when they're putting out their fans and doing their videos or whatever in their openings. Like, they've definitely progressed since they started, and, you know, they just got to keep it moving and just stay grinding. Heavy grind, man. Do that Cross Canada tour like I was telling them last show.
Cross Canada tour. I know that's right. I'm telling you, I'm going to have to come out there to Canada because it sounds like Gabby doing it up out there, whoop, whoop, in the words of the Six Ninjas.
Yeah, no doubt. I just keep telling peeps, man, if you're good and you can cross the border, get in that white van or whatever color van you want to get in, and you pack it up and you just get out there and just make it happen, you know? do those shows, rip up mics, tear the crowd down, you know, and just build your fan base. You know, it's kind of funny because I live in the West Coast. I got people that know me all the way to the East. Peace to Freddie Fame, because he's the one who's definitely helped out, too, in Toronto and helped me out there. And that's really dope that, you know, I got so many different supporters that know me in all different provinces. Like, when dudes were, like, promoting my flyer while they were on tour, they were throwing them out in the crowd. And dudes were like, we don't need those. We already know who Archivist is, man. He's killing it.
That's awesome. Definitely awesome. So I just want to thank you again. The show is winding down, for all your time and all your great insight and, you know, your professionalism and things of that nature in which you're putting out there in the universe is definitely awesome. So, again, I feel blessed to, you know, have the privilege to talk to you tonight, and definitely because it's your birthday and you're on the Entuned show.
Yeah. Entuned all day. NYC Advanced City.
That's right. So what are you going to do for the rest of the night for your birthday?
I don't know. Just see what's good, man. I guess call my team, see what's going down. Maybe do some nice steak dinner, how I usually do it. And big ups to my moms, because she's the one who's held it down for all these years. Always believed in me. My parents have always, like, you know, always held it down and always been there for me and believed in my vision. And, you know, as much as the trials and tribulations I faced, they always completely support what I'm doing. And as much as they don't understand about the hip-hop as much as what I'm doing with it, they appreciate the history and, you know, the legacy behind what I'm doing, because they understand the structure and the history behind it and how important it is for something like this to be done.
Absolutely. So big up to the parents. You got to love them. Got to love the parents. You know, that's the foundation for every, you know, one of us out here that's doing what we're doing. Start from home. That's my opinion.
No doubt.
So thank you so much again, Archivist, for your time. And we will be connected forever from now on, just letting you know. You might have to call the police on me, you know, but it's okay.
No, I don't gotta call no police, man. Yo, and I just want to make this clear. I ain't no snitch, so I don't call no police. No 5-0, no fuzz. Yo, straight up, man. Like, the only thing I can say about the situation with the police is I just interviewed DJ Scheme Richards from the Rocksteady crew. Peace to that. But from Session 31. And, you know, he actually has, I believe, a film, if I'm not right, maybe it came out earlier, but it's called Watch the Fuzz. So it's all about cop chases and old school, you know, everything with the cops in the 70s, the blaxploitation stuff. So, you know, when I talked to him about that, it was pretty dope.
Right. Definitely is. It is. Everything you put out there tonight is pretty dope. And peace to everything you put out there.
Yeah, most deaf, you know. Like I said, when I first started, I wouldn't even say that, you know, because I didn't understand what that kind of communication means. But when
right.
you have legends that don't say yo or hi or whatever, and all they just do is, hey, yo, man, peace, what's up? You know, it's like you actually have to have that dialogue in order to communicate with people, you know, so they understand where you're coming from.
Definitely. I mean, I understand that. I mean, I was, you know, before I met some people out there doing, like, you know, showcases and being judges at different things and stuff of that nature, I was told by one group that they thought I was a white woman because of the way I speak.
It's
and
all
I thought
good.
That was
I'm
hilarious.
Miss P.
Okay, and it was like, oh, my God, Miss P, you're Miss P? I thought you was a white woman. And I said, what made you say that? He was like, the way you speak. And I was just like, really? Okay. That's great. But there's nothing wrong with being a white woman either, or an orange woman, or a purple woman. You know, a woman is a woman in my book. So on that note, thank you again. Happy birthday. Stay in touch, okay? Don't make me chase you. And don't make me book a trip
always
out there.
Hey,
right, so
feel
you,
free to retweet anything that I drop. You know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely going to be on it. Come on now. I told you. Miss P's on it.
I'm glad I got to share, you know, I'm glad I got to share my legacy and with what I've been working towards and how hard I've been putting it in for the culture just in Canada in general. And, you know, hopefully I will get to travel and be able to witness a lot more in the United States of America because, you know, I know that's where, you know, my heart is calling me and where I want to be able to document and do things right, as well as I like doing it here. But, you know, it's just a different attitude. It's a different lifestyle. And it's a different energy, you know, as well as it's not as protected, I would say, because our country is kind of protected. But, you know, you have to witness the grime and the streets to witness what's up, you know.
Definitely. And I'm glad you got a part to, you know, the opportunity to share your legacy with us as well, which is an awesome legacy. I was on the end of my chair just like, really, really, really? So it's awesome. And it was interesting and it's very informative and very inspiring. So, you know, again, I just thank you for the opportunity.
Definitely. Most def, keep it real on that. And like I said, thanks for the opportunity. Peace to smile. My boy, Elements.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Definitely. Elemental. Yes, he is awesome. Love him, love him, love him. Can't wait to work with him some more as well. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to work with him some more as well. So shout out to the Six Ninjas for tuning in tonight. Shout out to everyone who's tuned in. Shout out to Ro for calling in with his questions. Definitely, you know, respect to everyone on that level. And shout out to you, again, Archivist, for doing the damn thing. Your legacy is going to be seen, okay? It's already out there in the universe, and it's already seen world, like, right now. But it's just like what New York now is going to be to a whole nother level because I'm going to make sure I'm out there pushing it for you. So don't worry. But now
Thank you.
Know.
I really appreciate that. Like
no,
I said,
that's
it's already overwhelming. It's overwhelming in Canada, you know what I'm saying? Where
right,
I'm from
definitely.
Vancouver, Van City, Van Smooth, you know what I'm saying? Like being here and everyone kind of, you know, pointing and saying what up and giving respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I'm able to even push this out for people to check out and actually learn a little bit more about me from where I come from and how I started and whatnot.
Definitely. So now it's just spilling over. You know how a river or ocean overflows? So now definitely you cannot be contained anymore in Canada. So basically what's happening now by our communication is that it's spilling over. The ocean's overflowing. You understand? So basically this is what's happening right now, and I'm definitely a grinder in that sense when it comes down to people that I feel are about, like you said, keeping it real. So I only push people that I feel that are on that level. That's why I push Smile. That's why I'm going to be pushing you. That's why I push certain individuals that I constantly play their music and I constantly promote and I constantly link them to other individuals because I like where they're coming from and I feel where they're coming from. It's all about being in tune for me. So, you're like I said, once you're, like, a family member to me, you're definitely going to always look out for your family. I don't care if you don't speak to them every day, if you don't see them every day, but you know it's your family, you know? So you definitely, something comes up where, you know, someone says something about your family or something you can plug your family into, that's definitely what you're going to do, whether you speak to them or communicate or whatever. You're like, hey, my cousin, or hey, my whoever does this and this and that. You know, when opportunity presents itself, you always push your family. So welcome to the family, Archivist.
Boom, boom. Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure, man, for sure.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was a pleasure for me as well. And you enjoy the rest of your birthday evening.
Definitely do that. Yeah, man. Hopefully get to hit up a steakhouse or something. You know how we do.
Definitely. Eat one for me, too, because I'm kind of hungry.
No doubt.
You
well,
have
thanks
a good
for all
day.
Your great time and wishing me happy birthday and having me on the show. And
sure,
it was great
anytime.
To hear from everybody who called in and just try to make it real. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep it going and keep it moving all day.
Definitely. And then after the show loads up, I'm going to tweet it to you.
Okay. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Thanks again. Yeah. Cheers.
Okay, bye. Yeah, so that was the Archivist, guys. Definitely a grinder, definitely doing his thing. And, you know, I enjoyed the entire conversation. I enjoy where he's coming from, and I'm definitely going to adopt him as of right now. And, you know, you guys will, y'all know how I get when I'm feeling somebody. I get real sickening with it. So definitely get sick of hearing about the Archivist because he definitely one of those people that Miss P is going to, like, take and push. So, once again, I want to give a shout-out to the Ninjas, Six Ninjas, and for everyone who took the time to tune in tonight to get to know the archivist on his birthday, happy birthday to him again. Shout-out to his mom and his dad for such a well-rounded individual. I love it, love it, love it. But you guys know that I like to end the show on a song, so let's do the damn thing. And this one is going to be called Top of the World by Diamond Dallas.
There's nothing you can tell me, and I got nothing left to say. Well, maybe you could help me, yeah, but I don't really feel that way. They watch me hit hard like a star falling out of the sky. I got back up like that's alright. I'm about to shoot twice as high. And don't you dare tell me leave my dream when I can still feel it inside. Okay, I took that loss, I took it all in stride. And if anyone's looking for me, then let them know I'm still here. But if you're looking for me, look up. I'm shooting for the top of the world. They told me I would never break through, so I aimed at the top of the world.
Gloves on, grab the throttle, hold my girl, master gas, next stop to the top of the world.